I'll put up sample P at actually D starting here. Today's date is 03-26-2025. Dictation is 4. It's April Conway. Conway spells C-O-N-W-A-Y. April spells A-P-R-I-L. Date of birth is 04-01-1988. This is a 34-year-old female here with throat pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a day. Says she was exposed to a daughter who tested positive for strep, period. Patient reports pain is approximately 6/10, worse with swallowing, period. Said pain confined to her throat and does not radiate, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports chills. Next line, she reports myalgia. She reports painful swallowing. Next line, says she's been taken over the counter fever medication because she felt hot, period. Patient reports sweating, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 138 over 85. Pulse 79. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7. PNS paragraph. Throat: erythematous, edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck: full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Skin: no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, full range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute strep pharyngitis. Assessment number 2 is acute odynophagia. Assessment number 4 is myalgia. Number 6 is chills, period. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in clinic today: strep, flu, COVID. COVID and flu are negative, strep is positive. Next paragraph, patient received the following medication: dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, Rocephin 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 to 20 minutes. Then reevaluated. And she said she is doing a little better, but complains of cough. She said this cough has been going on also for about a day or two. She indicated that the pollen is what may be responsible for a cough, period. Patient was given a breathing treatment, consists of Atrovent and albuterol. And on completion, she reports improvement. While reevaluating her, she reports improvement in her cough, period. She'll be sent home with the following medication: 1. Tesalone, 100 milligrams, 1 POTID, 10 days, number 30, no refills. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 POTID, PRN for pain / fever. Next medication, Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 tab sublingual TID, PRN for nausea or vomiting, period. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash, number 100 mils. She will take 20 mils and gargle and spit out daily in the morning for 5 days. Patient was encouraged to increase fluids to come back to his clinic if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.